Wow. Thank you, worship team. I love the way you always lead us right to the heart of the Father. We need you right now. We need worship, and we need you to lead us in that way. So thank you for that. Well, we're going to wrap up our series this week on What Now? We've been doing it for the whole month. And I'm excited about the message for today. As Dave told you last week, this is Pentecost Sunday, and we are excited about that because we need God's power more than ever before. And so I'm looking forward to sharing a message with you called Coming Out in Power. Coming out of quarantine, coming out, period. Coming out in power. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. But first, I really felt directed by the Holy Spirit to say something that's uncomfortable, but I want to obey. I want to say to my Black friends and family, my heart aches with yours right now. I grieve for what you bravely and quietly endure every moment of every day. I acknowledge that I truly have no idea what your world looks like or feels like. But I see you. I hear you. And I weep with you. I am deeply sorry for every time my discomfort of what I have seen has urged me to change the narrative about racism and make it something other than what it is. Ugly, unjust hatred against my fellow human beings. I don't want to change the narrative anymore because it is outrageous and there is no excuse for it. There is no justification. Even with my limited understanding, I stand with you. I pray with you. And I love you. And I want to pray right now for our nation. God, I know that you are the one who loves justice. You are a God of justice. And therefore, I know that you hate injustice. And so I pray that you would give all of us the courage to get your heart on the matter before we speak. That we would get your heart on the matter before we ask questions even. And God, I pray that you would heal our land. I pray that you would bring to the surface what needs to be brought to the surface so that it can be skimmed off and purified out of our land. We ask you for healing. We ask you for comfort for all who mourn. And we ask you for your Holy Spirit to teach us how to love well. In Jesus' name, amen. We need power. Pentecost Sunday, we need power. Not the kind of power that the world talks about or demonstrates, the kind of power that God gives us, that he demonstrated on Pentecost Sunday when they heard a loud sound and saw tongues of fire come down and touch each person. We need power. We need power to know how to love others authentically. We need power to seek to understand before we are understood. We need power to behold God, and then power to hear and speak from his heart. I want to give you fair warning. We'll be in the book of Acts today. But I want to read a short passage and explain to you how I'm praying, how I've been praying all week in preparation for this message. In Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 46. So Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 46. It's the story of when a Gentile who was at best disregarded by Jewish people, at worst hated by Jewish people, when a Gentile named Cornelius had an angel visit him and say to him, "Send for Peter." And then at the same time that was happening, Peter was getting a vision saying, "Listen, what I call clean is clean. So I want you to go to this guy's house, even though he's a Gentile." So Peter obeyed, Cornelius obeyed. And when Peter got there, he started sharing the message of the good news with the people who had assembled there. Cornelius and his whole household had come, right? So in verses 44 through 46, it says this: "Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too, for they heard them speaking in other tongues and praising God." So here's the fair warning. I have been praying all week that as you hear the message in your home, as you hear what God speaks to us through his word, that the Holy Spirit will fall in your home and fill you with presence and power like never before. I love that Peter didn't even lay hands on them. I kind of love that. I'm not against laying on of hands, but I love that the Holy Spirit is not limited to that. So here's what I know. If it can happen then, it can happen now. Even if we're in a different home, even if we're in a different place, the Holy Spirit is not limited by location. And so I am praying that as you hear God's message today, the Holy Spirit's going to fall in your home and you're going to experience something you've never experienced before. So get ready. If you want it, say, "God, I want it." So power for what? Power for what? I had a friend one time, a long time ago. She had to learn to live on a generator for a while. She was in a home that they had electrical issues, and so she had to learn to live on a generator, basically. And what she learned is what things in her home drained the power the fastest, right? So she learned that her vacuum cleaner was a big power drain. Oh, darn, can't vacuum, right? Hair dryers were also a big, big power drain. Why am I asking for power today? Why am I saying we need the power? Come out with power. Power for what? In Acts 1:8, Dave talked about it last week. Acts 1:8, it says this: "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Power for what? Number one, power to witness. Power to witness. Now, I don't know what comes to your mind when you think of the word witness. You might think of a guy on the sidewalk wearing a sandwich board that says, "Get saved or go to hell." I don't know. Or maybe you think of two white guys in a nice suit with a white crisp shirt and a tie and a haircut from the 50s. knocking on your door. So I kind of looked up, what does witness mean? Because honestly, it's a little out of my comfort zone, a lot out of my comfort zone to wear a sandwich board or to knock on someone's door I've never met before. Definitely not wearing a three-piece suit with a tie. Definitely not. So I was like, God, what is witness? The Greek word for witness is martus. M-A-R-T-O-O-S. Martus. And you know what it means? The root word of witness. How have I never heard this in my life? The root word of witness is to remember. To remember. One who remembers. So you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You will be the ones who remember. That is really powerful and amazing to me. In a legal sense, to witness means to give information, to bring to light. In a historical sense, it means I saw something, I tell it. In an ethical sense, it means my actions demonstrate what I remember. The bottom line for me is when I remember what Jesus has done, I tell it. I just tell it, whatever that looks like. If that looks like a Facebook post, if that looks like talking to your neighbor at the mailbox, whatever that looks like, when I remember what Jesus has done, I tell it. I live it. I think about it. I meditate on it. So power to witness. Power for what else? Number two, power to share salvation. It goes right from witness into sharing salvation. Just a little caveat here. The rest of the message will be whatever your generation is. Spark notes or cliff notes, or I'll call them sandy notes today. Because basically we're not going to look at any specific scripture because it would take too long, since I'm covering Acts 2 to chapter 28. 26 chapters I'm covering tonight. Okay? So trust me or don't trust me and read for yourself, but I'm going to condense down what I see in the disciples after the Holy Spirit came upon them and filled them. The word salvation in the Greek, you probably heard this before, is sozo, and it means rescued, healed, and delivered. It doesn't mean just one. It means all three. Rescued, healed, and delivered. So what we see throughout the book of Acts is the disciples sharing salvation, sozo, rescue, healing, and deliverance to everyone they encounter. They remembered what Jesus had done in their lives and in the lives of many, and everyone they encountered, they shared it. They shared rescue. They shared healing. They shared deliverance. Power to witness, power to share salvation. Number three, power to have courage under fire. I've read the book of Acts so many times, and every time I read it, I am amazed at what I see in the disciples after they were filled with the Holy Spirit. What I see in them, we see disciples who were arrested and brutally beaten because they were sharing salvation, back to point two. And what happened? They came out of that and asked God for boldness to share more salvation. That is courage under fire. We see disciples being martyred and asking God to forgive their murderers. Wow. That only happens with the work of the Holy Spirit. That only happens in the power of the Holy Spirit. We see them intimidated and marginalized and mocked, but they just don't quit witnessing. Now contrast that with before they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were hiding in a room behind locked doors. Talk about lockdown. They were in lockdown for a different reason. They were terrified of their government, of their neighbors who might betray them. They were terrified. They were hiding in a locked room. But after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they had unbelievable courage under fire. Read the account of Stephen when he was martyred. It will inspire you. It will challenge you. Point number four. So we had power to witness, power to share salvation, power to have courage under fire. And the last point, power to hear and follow God's voice. We see this in the disciples so many times through the book of Acts. They heard from God and they followed his voice. To pray and sing while they were in chains in the dungeon, in the inner dungeon. To go a totally different direction than they had planned. To walk alongside a carriage, chariot, whatever you want to call it, drawn by a horse, and ask some questions of a total stranger. They just followed God's voice and his leading. To go into the home of Gentiles, in spite of everything they had ever been taught. To love and challenge and serve and give and heal and set free. They just listened to God's voice and followed what he said to do. You probably remember, I hope you do, that God led us at Oak River at the beginning of the year, really back in November, is when he spoke to me and told me that the theme for this year was 2020 Behold. Do you really think it's coincidence that God led us to this theme for this year? I certainly had no clue what we were going to be facing. But he knew far in advance how desperately we would need to behold him. If you want power, behold him. I love that the disciples and those gathered, it says in Acts, they were constantly in prayer and meeting together. They were in a season of just beholding. That's what they did. Behold. Behold. If you're thinking, wow, I need power to witness, or I need power to share salvation, or I need power to have courage under fire, or I need power just to hear God's voice and follow him. Good. That's good. That's God leading you and showing you. What a beautiful thing that God allows us to come to a place where we recognize our need for him. But maybe you're listening and you've never really met Jesus. So when I talk about Jesus and then I talk about power, you're like, I don't even know. If that's you, you can resolve that today. You can meet Jesus. It's not a big thing. It's not a hard thing. Just repeat these words. It's going to be very short. Jesus, I am a sinner. What does that mean? It means I missed the mark. I've messed up. I failed in some way. Jesus, I am a sinner. I invite you to come into my life. I invite you to come into my life. I ask you to save me from myself. I ask you to save me from myself. I choose you to lead my life. When my kids were little, I used to tell them it's really just asking Jesus to be your boss. But it's more than that. He's your friend, too. But there is that component where you say, Jesus, whatever you tell me, I'll do it. I'll do it because I want you. I see that I can't do a very good job by myself, and I need you. And I need a friend who will never leave me. I need a friend who will love me when I'm at my ugliest and show me how to love others when they're at their ugliest. If you prayed that prayer today, I encourage you to contact us and let us know. We would love to send you a little booklet called Your First 21 Days, and we would just love to reach out. If you don't want to give your address to us, then we can leave it somewhere for you, or I can even probably send you a digital copy. Whatever. If you want it, we'll figure it out. Just reach out and let us know. But maybe you're listening today and you're thinking, well, I've already done that. Although it's pretty clear in Acts 8 and Acts 10 that the power of the Holy Spirit is a totally separate work from salvation. So you're thinking, man, I seriously need an upgrade. I need an upgrade in power. And maybe one of the good things that can come out of this whole, I'm so sick of the word COVID, but whatever. Is anybody else sick of that word? I hear it on commercials. I'm tired of it. If we can come out of this recognizing how much we need an upgrade in God's power, then God will redeem it. He will redeem all of it. So if you're in need of an upgrade, pray this simple prayer. Now, if you just prayed the other prayer, you can still pray this one. It's okay. You don't have to wait any amount of time. You can pray it too. If you're as a family right now in your living room, I encourage you to pray it all together. There's so much power in repeating something all together in unison. So here's what you're going to pray. Holy Spirit, I surrender my heart. I surrender my life to your control. I ask for your power to be a witness, to share salvation, to have courage under fire, and to hear and follow God's voice. Do whatever you will. Amen. Amen means so be it, or yes, I agree. So yes, I agree. I am believing that God is touching you in your home right now. If he is, can you just let me know somehow? Because it's such an encouragement when I can hear from people that God did something when you listened to his message, that he filled you up with his power, that maybe you spoke in tongues or maybe whatever happened. Just let me know. Maybe you were just moved to see something differently. Let me know. So what now? Come out in power. Come out of quarantine in power. Go back to work in power. Continue working. You didn't stop. In power. Play outside with your family. In power. Come out in power. It's a great time to share communion. So hopefully you have your elements ready. You should be practiced at this by now. I forget how many weeks it's been. I want to say 11 or something, but hopefully you have your bread or cracker or vanilla wafer or Cheez-It or whatever you have. I love that Jesus, when he broke the bread, what did he say? This do in remembrance of me. Witness, one who remembers. So I invite you to take your communion element at this time. God, we thank you for communion. We thank you for the opportunity to remember, because when we remember, we share. We share what you've done in our lives. We recall it and we tell. Thank you. Let's take the bread together. Salvation in the broken body of Christ. Salvation. Rescue, healing, and deliverance. Even as you're taking the bread, rescue, healing, and deliverance. And now the juice. God, we thank you for the juice that represents a massive reset button for humanity, that we can be forgiven of every way we've ever fallen short, and we can come into intimate communion with you, intimate fellowship with you, intimate friendship with you. I thank you for that. I remember. We remember. Let's take the juice. When we remember, we witness. We share. We have courage under fire. We see and hear God and then follow his voice. Come out with power. Let this Pentecost Sunday be the day that you remember and you will never forget that you were filled with power in a new way today. So coming up, no family chat this week. We decided to not have it this week because we feel like there's maybe a lot of you who are wanting to spend some time with your family and enjoy being outside maybe and spending time with God and some of his people that you love. So no family chat today, but we will have prayer tomorrow at noon, as we've been having, so follow the link for that. Next week, we start a new theme, perfectly goes with what we just finished the last 2 weeks. The theme is Spirit-led. So it's going to be a great month. Dave's going to kick it off. Back to Dave kicking off the theme for the first Sunday of the month. So he'll be kicking it off next week. And hope you're able to join us. And stay tuned for the announcement that's coming at some point. I'll let you know when through email. Love you guys.